The Baby Lambs podcast may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast.
Yay. Welcome back to the Baby Lambs podcast. This is Lisette.
Hi. And that's Sasha.
Hi.
We have a guest today, as we usually do now with this season of Hunt a Killer.
She entered our home, my home. Mm-hmm. And now she is.
I was invited, playing. Though.
She was. She was, but she didn't expect to be part of this episode. Mm-hmm.
It was unexpected.
It was a happy surprise. Today we're doing another Hunt a Killer episode. This is episode 4 from the Mallory Rock season.
We're back in Maine, y'all.
Yay. So Sasha has no idea what this story is about because I know you don't listen to our episodes.
Every once in a while. Every once in a while.
So you're just going to have to try to follow along as best as you can. Either way, you'll be reading along with us and exploring all the clues and all the goodies.
Yeah. So we'll do a little quick recap.
Sure.
Right? So, Mallory Rock. We're in Maine. It's a seaside town, right? Okay. So we have this lady. She got murdered. They thought that she had just fallen off a cliff. But no, it turns out it's a murder, y'all. So her sister's the one that's, like, writing to Michelle Gray, a.k.a. us, and is like, hey, I need your help doing X, Y, Z. But in this town, right, because it's a lot of white people, there's, like, this, like, little, like, what is it? Like, a Rotary Club kind of thing? The Navigators Club?
Yeah, they're, like, a Rotary Club.
Yeah, but, like, you know, it's made up of, like, the affluent families from, the start of the town.
It kind of feels like the Knights of Columbus,
I guess.
I don't know.
It's just like that weird shit. So the lady that got killed, she was the secretary, like the treasurer or whatever, for the town
council. Like, she was a member of the council.
Yeah, town council. So It kind of seems like foul play could stem from there because she was like, she would oversee the budget and was kind of restricting funds for something to, like, help basically, like, make the water better.
But then there's also, like, side stuff going on where, like, her husband, you come to learn, engaged in an affair with the local, like, crystal seller. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, a local,
healer?
Like the healer, yeah.
Yeah. The rock lady.
We call her the rock lady. So there's, like, a lot of speculation. We haven't done any sort of deduction on, like, it's not this person, which has been interesting in this season because much of the season has been, like, you know, what was the method of this? You need to gather the clues for that, but it hasn't been, like, let's, like, reduce the list of suspects, and we only have, like, 2 more boxes, so that's
interesting.
Everything in a nutshell.
Okay. Yeah.
There's actually, she has a daughter, and the daughter, we got to see her, they don't have TikTok, they have Click Clack.
Click Clack. Yeah. Click Clack, I remember Click Clack.
And they also have, what is it, Good Fences? Like, it's like the neighbors.
Yeah.
You know that neighbors app?
Oh, yeah. I have that.
So you get to, like, look through Good Fences and, like, see everybody trash talking each other about their lawn ornaments.
Or this guy, the contractor that keeps trying to, like, get people to, like, buy stuff from him or whatever. And everyone's like, no one wants your shit, bro.
Yo, I mean, Hunt a Killer is a lot of fun. And and for those of you who are interested in starting your own Hunt a Killer experience, you could use code BABYLAMBS and earn 20% off your first box. That's BABYLAMBS. Mm-hmm. Proceeds from every box go toward the Cold Case Foundation, which is a foundation that helps to solve real cold cases. So
ish. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's fun to do with, it's fun for the whole family.
It's fun to solve crimes, but not real crimes.
Not real crimes. Very little, there's very little, like, you know, weight on this.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't feel like, oh shit, someone is going to prison. It's like, ah. Anyway. So we have our new, we have our package here. There's definitely stuff in it, like every Hunter
Killer.
Pretty,
mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty thin, but it has like stuff in it. We're gonna look at all that together.
Yes.
So
I have to say, like, because of the way that this season is set up, and like having to go through like the town council stuff and like good fences, it's just like, man. Being an adult and having to rely on other people freaking sucks. Because these people are terrible.
Terrible.
Like, no, Susan, I don't care.
Okay. So, we have some of our paperwork. It's pretty light this episode.
Ooh.
But we got things.
My favorite things.
The first thing is, I think, a compact. It's a compact mirror, and it says, Remember 1979 on it.
1979.
Like the Smashing Pumpkins
song?
Cute. Dancing
song.
There's also a stamp. And it's of a constellation.
Oh, what constellation?
Oh, I don't know, but there's an ink pad too.
Oh my god, so you got
it's a cafetera.
100% it doesn't look like a cafetera. And lastly, there's a note. With what looks like a little bit of like code.
Ooh. This is cute. So now, like on your envelope,
super cute.
Oh my god! What if it's like the constellation to that made up?
The Unagi or whatever that song
was. Yeah,
that's
terrible. Oh man, and they give you the ink pad.
It does look like a cafetero.
Yeah.
And so I guess the point is that this was
that
used. It doesn't match.
Maybe it's.
Is this a different?
Maybe it's
cafetera.
Maybe it's another person.
I can't wait to get to win.
All right, let's we'll put these together
okay.
For now. Lisette, do the honors. Read the letter, please.
Okay, detective. If we ever meet face to face, I owe you a drink. Not a single person has said anything about our little B&E stunt. Not the navigators and not the police, which means no one reported it. Trust me, so they would have been all over me if they had. I finished looking through the stuff I took from the Navigators Club room. There's Beth's proposal, a roster of their members on a founding father's type declaration, a few suspicious notes, and one document I have no idea what to make of. It has all these stamps on it that look like a stamp my dad used to have. Oh, because they're Navigators. Makes sense. Stars.
Mm-hmm.
I found it in an old box of his things and sent it to you. So yeah, I didn't really think it would be important, but my dad was a navigator. I don't understand how he could have been part of this old-fashioned boys club, but if he was alive, maybe Beth wouldn't be dead.
Mm.
He used to say there was more at stake than just upholding Edgar Mallory's bass-ackward traditions. I'm not sure, though. When
That's
I was
cute.
In the club room, right, they had a ton of portraits of Mallory on the wall. I've included a picture of one of the creepy sketches for your amusement. If the navigators had access to Mallory's nose hairs, I bet they'd be in a glass case somewhere. I'm worried about Ruby. I think she's getting tired of dealing with her grandparents, so she's been hanging out at my place a lot, which makes me feel better. Last week, I overheard two old ladies on Main Street gossiping about Joey and Sam. I know Ruby's having a tough time with it. I can't bring myself to tell her that I think her mom was murdered by one of her grandparents, or maybe her dad, or maybe Reverend Reaver. The good Reverend finally reached out to me. He sent me a letter along with a mirror that he says Beth gave him. What stands out to me is that he mentions Beth's bridge project. It keeps popping up. After reading this letter, there's got to be something at the quote-unquote Cora folder that Beth locked. The password to get into the desktop is still...
Can I see it? Oh, okay.
But I changed our case file password to meh. See if you can open up the core folder. Also, and I know this isn't easy, but it would be great if we could eliminate another suspect. Sam kind of fell in our lap, but I'm sure we can find enough info to eliminate someone else. Michelle told me not to be afraid to explore and to try everything to find the truth. When you find another suspect who can be proven innocent, message me through the contact button on the desktop with a subject line, second suspect, and put the person's full name in the body of the message. We need to keep going, Gwen. So really quick, the person that died, her in-laws are also part of this, like, Navigators Club. Her dad used to be part of it, but then died.
Okay.
So it's going to be interesting how this
unravels.
100%. Mm. All right, so the next is, I'm just pulling stuff. You can go ahead and read this. I think this is the letter from the reverend. So, Sasha, if you will do the honors.
Gwen, you'll forgive me for being inaccessible recently. My work has been keeping me very occupied, and I will not be any more available in the coming weeks. I hope this correspondence will satisfy it so that you no longer need to waste time sitting on my doorstep. I assume you mean to ask me about your sister and why we didn't always see eye to eye. The most I can say for Beth, though we were once good friends, is that she meant well. I'm sure you heard her desire to renew construction of that tragic bridge. She was stubbornly set on rechristening it after my late twin sister, Cora, the Cora Revere Memorial Bridge. Beth's attempts to honor Cora were misplaced and unwelcome. My sister has been dead for over 40 years. I implored Beth to let the matter be on several occasions, during which I regret I may have become unduly heated. I now ask the same of you. Let me keep my family and past private, rather than a trumpeted headline for all of Mallory Rock and the mainland to pity. With that, I'm returning the enclosed, which was a gift from Beth. I do not know what she hoped to achieve, but the constant reminder of Cora within my own reflection did not endear me to her cause. The engraving particularly was unnecessary and callous. If I had the choice of forgetting the date my sister was taken from me, I would have happily done so long ago. I wish you well on your journey to heal, though I know it to be painfully arduous and the end ever elusive. Beth felt that her idealistic dream about a bridge represented the promise of hope and resolution. May you find your peace, Clarence.
I know. So Cora, his sister, is the namesake for this scholarship, the Cora Memorial Scholarship Fund.
Okay.
And Beth was behind it, and they would give scholarships to, like, local kids and stuff.
And then on top of that, she wanted to name this bridge
after Cora.
Yeah. After Cora and restore it.
Yeah. And in the last episode, we also learned that, like, the brother,
he's like, I want nothing to do with this. Can you leave me leave me alone? Leave my sister's name alone. Like, she's gone.
Like, let it be.
Which, considering how long the scholarship has been going on, like, why are you really fighting this fight now, dude?
Mm.
Yeah, really.
And do we know how Cora passed?
I forget. Yeah. Maybe was it all over the cliffs or something?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Okay. Interesting. But he sounds pretty...
He a little mad.
Yeah, he a little mad.
So here's like a note, like a handwritten note on like a stationery, like on some sort of like rippable notepad.
Mm-hmm.
It has like some wreath decoration on top, and it has a stamp, which looks like the Sagittarius, if I'm right.
It looks like a bull.
It does. It looks like the Sagittarius.
But for us, we're a centaur. With our name.
It says here, my patience wears thin. Your reassurance was given several months ago, and I gave you... Blah, blah, blah. There's codes. On the Mictorp issue, as promised. Have you found anything concrete in Blup yet? Especially Blup needs a financial boost right now. Blup, Blup, or Blup would help us immensely. Please make this a priority. We got cyphers, y'all.
Blup, 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 Blup.
I'm sure that's going to be a big deal. You know, the
cyphers are not my forte.
It's okay. She's her forte. Okay, wait. Oh, look. Is the cafetera on here? The cafetera isn't on here.
For those that don't know, cafetera is a coffee maker.
It's a coffee maker,
yeah.
Bridge Revival Committee proposal. There's like this, like, The proposal has a bunch of stamps on it, but it doesn't include this stamp. But it's like a bunch of other constellations, other little cafeteras.
There's a message in there.
Then there's another hidden message that we'll have to decipher. And okay, let's split this.
Yeah.
So you both have a page of what looks like the bridge proposal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Proposal for a new committee. The bridge revitalization special committee, put forth by Beth Ferris Hendricks. That's our dead person.
Hmm.
All right. Mission statement. The purpose of the bridge special committee, BRSC, will be to produce a formal proposal to start a new construction of a drivable bridge from Mallory Rock to the mainland. Over 1 year ago, Mallory Rock was struck by its greatest tragedy in recent memory, the collapse of the Mallory Rock Bridge anchorage during early stages of construction. Our community lost many loved ones that day, and we continue to grieve and heal. However, I have found information that the fault of the collapse has been misattributed. And while the implementation of the bridge construction caused us much pain, the concept behind it and its potential are sound. Connecting to the mainland would greatly solidify our future sustainability, and at this point may be necessary for Mallory Rock's long-term economy and quality of life. Committee goals. The Bridge Revitalization Special Committee will be the first step to achieve these goals. BRSC will gather and organize a preliminary research for a new bridge construction project, determine whether it would be feasible, and gauge public opinion. I understand that proposing the construction of a new bridge is an uphill climb. The aim of the BRSC will be to build an accurate case for the feasibility of a new project. This will involve, but is not limited to, research on the geological structure of our island, history of tourism, and current statistics and financial studies. If determined to be feasible, the BRSC will then do the research and outreach necessary for an official proposal to the state of Maine, reducing work for the town council. The BRSC will also prioritize local support outreach so that the Mallory Rock community can see the true benefits of this project.
All right, so proposed personnel: committee chair, treasurer, secretary, external/town council liaison, social media manager, financial research coordinator, and geological research coordinator. The pillar team will not ask for dedicated action or commitment from members. This team is for volunteers who are interested in helping with the bridge effort, but do not have the time or resources to contribute regularly. This group will serve on an as-needed basis and will help to bring more vocal support to the committee cause. My hope is that this team will be composed of Mallory Rock community members of all ages and backgrounds to allow outreach and support to spread. Proposed personnel, team coordinator, volunteer members. Leadership. I propose that the committee elect a committee chair from its membership. The chair will serve for the entirety of the committee's active duration. Voting will be anonymous, and results will be in accordance with the majority. If elected members are determined to be incapable of fulfilling chair duties at any time, members can call for re-election. Timeline. As this is a special committee, there will be no regular term. I propose the following schedule for the Bridge Revitalization Special Committee. 1. Committee becomes active 1 month after council approval. 2. 3 months to collect geological and financial research. 3. 6 months to gain public approval. A. This overlaps with the 3 months spent for research. Number 4. 1 to 5 months to reestablish communication with state government. While A as well, the schedule for this will depend on status of public approval and is to be determined when more information is available. In total, this is expected to take 8 to 12 months with TBD, to be determined, time taken into account. The committee will disband after the proposal is approved by the state. If the proposal is denied, the committee will revisit timeline expectations as needed.
Lovely. Then the last item is, I guess, so this is the establishment of an assembly in 1890, okay? At every age, it is prudent for man to examine the liberties, laws, and judgments of the life he abides by, as seen through the eyes of his esteemed forefathers. When he discovers that his fellows have strayed from the good intention of those who have laid foundation, and therefore have overlooked the blessing of the Creator, it becomes necessary to correct course. This, we view as our God-given right and responsibility. We, the sons of Edgar Mallory's Brotherhood of Seven Navigators, those good men named George Ballantyne, Elisha Ferris, Robert Good, Samuel Gundy, Josiah Hendricks, Thomas Reaver, and Silas Woodard. In 1690, our forefathers, with Edgar Mallory, did pledge to live by the following principles. This is what we were stumped on last episode, but I'll read them anyway. One, I am not led, I lead. Two, fortune favors the bold. Three, deeds not words. Four, I shall find a way or make one. Five, through hardship to the stars. Six, each man is the maker of his own fortune. Seven, if I cannot move heaven, I will raise hell. Mm-hmm. Eight, Caesar's end is another's beginning. Nine, a wolf does not fear a barking dog. 10, nothing comes from nothing, which I believe is from The Sound of Music. 11, the eagle does not catch flies. And 12, from possibility to actuality. From this pledge in 1690, we have witnessed a deviation of the most grievous nature in our beloved Mallory Rock. We have diverged from the righteous and the just. We have followed an incorrect heading for when the stars are bold and full, there is a way forth. But should they be hollow and unfulfilled, there is a knot ahead, a sign from our Lord to cease. We have, as a people, drifted off course, led by the soft-hearted and indisposed. The Navigator's Oath. To continue along this path will be ruinous. Thus, we hereby vow to preserve the work of our esteemed forefathers, to uphold their values, strength, and tradition for the good of the land, through fame and misfortune, by way of secrecy, when requisite. For as long as we live, to see our sons take up the helm of leadership. As the North Star guided Mallory, so shall we, the navigators, be guided by his 12 disciples, or 12 principles. This we swear on the sanctity of our blood and vow to sign again upon every new age. And it's like a bunch of like signatures.
Yes, signed by many people.
Signed by all the people that I mentioned before, basically.
One is scratched off.
Yeah, one is scratched off, and it's Edward Gundy.
Mm-hmm. I meant to ask you, is the smudge on that paper
intentional?
Yeah.
I believe so. Like, the smudges on these pages, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's smudges on the proposal for the bridge, and I think they were on purpose. Yeah, it looks like it's a coffee stain.
Oh,
yeah, look, you can actually see it on this one, too.
Yeah.
So, sitting here with coffee on it. Didn't they say that in the...
Maybe, because everything connects in this stuff. But that's why I was like, maybe it means something. Never know.
Okay. All right. So, and the last item in the box is a photo. It's a photo of a picture. It's a photo of like a hanging portrait, like of a sketch drawing of what I'm assuming is Ithe Mallory.
Mm-hmm.
And on the bottom it says, the stars number, like stars possessional. The stars' number illuminates our secrets. So this may have to do with the number of stars on the...
On something.
On this, like on these stamps.
Yeah. All right. If you want to go into the folder case file folder.
Okay, so we're ready. Yeah, we're open now. I'm trying to see if there's anything new. I think the only thing they really want us to open is the Cora folder.
Okay, do we have anything for ciphers in this one?
No, but we did do ciphers last time. Maybe they expect us to do the same cipher. With the zodiac signs?
I
a cool giant. Look, there's 13 zodiac signs there. Mm. One of them is called the Asamalam. It's Opsen Schnergen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what?
The one that, like, goes between Sagittarius and Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really tried to make it happen, and all of us were like, no.
It's not Libra.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I don't know who anybody is, because as was when we were playing last time, I was like, Aquarius?
I think that's
Scorpio.
Which one?
That one?
That's Libra.
And this one?
I don't that's know Scorpio, how he yeah. could be part of.
It's really complicated.
And one document I have no idea what to make of, and it has all these stamps on it that look like a stamp my dad used. I found it in an old box.
So this stamp is a dad stamp.
Yeah. I included one of the pictures of one of the creepy sketches for your amusement of the navigators of accident. That's funny. Last week I heard two. I know, we were having another time with it. I'm sorry I'm rereading it. I just...
No, you're good.
After reading his letter, there has to be something in the Cora folder that Beth locked.
And we got this.
Oh, that hook.
The hook that the person that we are suspecting of being
risk
an affair.
Risk taker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, the departed ships and the reflection of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be like this, like it in normal or
maybe
backwards?
Oh,
because it says reflection.
Yeah.
Let's try how it is. Okay, yeah, so let's do backwards.
9-7-9-1
The departed ships in the reflection of the year. Shit. So maybe it's like
a cipher.
The departed ships in the reflection of the year. Ooh, ha, 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 ha.
The departed
ships in the reflection of the year.
Well, these all have numbers, right?
Yeah,
yes.
But that was used last time.
I'm sure it's going to be
departed?
The same one. The departed ships, which you know whenever we see shift, it means
yeah.
It's a cipher. The departed ships in the reflection of the year.
Is there a year in anything else?
The only in that weird constitution thing they signed. There was a million years in there. But none of them are the departed. I'm assuming it has to be this date. It has to be 1970. And in reflection, it's a mirror.
Let me see that.
Maybe because Cora is four letters. Maybe if Cora is four letters, then it shifts by each number in the year. Like C shifts by 1, O shifts by 9. Let's see. So it'd be D O O. Okay, that O P Q R S T U V W X R S T U V W X Y.
Hold on, I have the alphabet written here somewhere.
It wasn't that. The departed ships in the reflection of the year. Maybe it's backwards. B. O. Let's see. O. N. M.
What sign is this?
L. J. I. T.
So you don't think this will be used this time?
It probably will, but not for that, for this one.
And O by 9. No, this would be F. This would be B. R by 7.
L. A. Where is the letter that this guy submitted?
The reaper?
Yeah. Here, okay. Also, if you need the alphabet.
Oh,
try 0981.
Yeah. Just throw something out there. No. The departed ships in the reflection of the year. Okay. Let's go backwards. We had B, we had F, we had L, and then the last one was A. So, 1, 2,
this page
7, 8, 9.
There's 2 years in here. What are the letters for A? You think the establishment of the assembly or the pledge have anything to do with it?
I doubt it. I don't think this is supposed to be Beth's stuff. Beth wouldn't go by the navigators to like inspire this. It would 100% be Cora. It's even the file folder is called Cora. It has to do with that 1979. It has to.
So
I'm gonna start opening hints.
What else you got here?
Your face?
My face. My face is over here.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, I know that, don't you?
Oh, there's 6 episodes.
Yeah, so we have 2 more. You were right.
1979.
Nine to solve on a nerd.
There?
It just said the same thing. Remember, Beth said it to a 4-letter character. The password from episode 2.
These are hard. I don't understand how you guys figure these out.
Figure out where we wrote it down and if we wrote it down.
Oh my god.
Oh, it should be in our sent email.
In our sent email? What do you mean? No, the password is here. The old password.
Oh, okay.
Remember this one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It, what it wants us to do is use this method to unlock, to figure out the shift for this.
What was that method?
I don't remember.
That was the last box?
No, that was like 2 boxes ago. But it says, in the, what happens to letters or numbers when they're reflected? They are backwards.
Yeah, they're backwards.
Well, wouldn't they be reversed?
Yeah.
Where's the mirror?
I have it here.
But you tried that already, didn't you?
Would a 1 become a 7?
No. It'll just be 9. 9. Mm-hmm. 9.
Let me see.
Try?
Yes, the year in reverse. But it didn't open that. It has to be letters.
So try B.
Is there a year you could shift?
Yeah.
D L B
I.
I. Try B L B I.
Bolibby?
Yeah.
No. I B L B?
I B L B.
Try maybe 6, L, 6, I?
Yeah, try that.
Say it again.
6, L, 6, I.
Try.
Well, before we open this, well, let's take a break from here and go back to... Fuck me, I keep doing this.
No.
I know.
Remember 1979.
Remember me.
It broke. Queen in the sun.
Yeah.
No, I know. You have to like,
No, ni tampoco eso.
¿Qué dijo? The... That hint said what? That it was the number in reverse?
Yeah, but you have to shift it. Like, look, it does.
So we have to go through our...
It says, to a 4 character that departed ships with the reflection of the year. Is there an item belonging to Beth that has something to do with departed or reflection? Who did Beth name the folder after? Is there a year you can shift in the reflection of the year? What happens to letters or numbers when they're reflected? What if you try the year in reverse? That's literally what it says.
Okay, so I found our old the one where we got
I woof.
Yeah.
How did you do it?
Good question. It's a great question, actually. Can you go to the hints, but for episode 2?
I need the,
yeah,
the password.
Yeah, should be.
Hmm?
Oh, no. This one for episode 3? No, that's not the one we need. Ah, here we go.
It had to do with that rock.
Yeah, it was hope.
Mm-hmm.
How do you shift stone?
So it was hope. So what was the shift that we used?
Was that it?
Did anything in Beth's episode add a date or something to do with light?
Yeah, 1851.
So why?
So you shifted by I, H. So you went forward. With that shift, right? H I. Oh, you went up to.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah.
Okay, so let's do that.
Okay, so hold on. So, by 1, the first one is D.
Well, no, we have to do it backwards.
Oh, true that. Okay.
So 9.
So for Cora.
6, 7, 8, 9. L.
One, 2, 3. V. Mm-hmm.
R, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8. And then by 1. B.
It worked!
We did it!
So smart. When you use your brain and you look at hints, you can really figure things out. Honestly, though, we knew.
We were there. We were just thinking of using the numbers in reverse as a password.
Exactly.
And I was on the opposite end of the room.
What were you doing? You were here. You were support. You did great. All right. So now that we've opened up the Quora folder, we have three items in here. One is called Bridge Proposal. One is called Accounting Screenshot. And another is Bridge Group Email Thread. So let's start then with the Bridge Proposal.
Okay.
Well, let's look at something. Let's compare it to the proposal that we have to see if it's different than what it is.
So many
papers. I know.
Let's... Oh, I said Abba.
Oh, Mia.
No. I was like, what is this? Which one are they? Had three visits falling from the door.
Oh, guys, there's a third page. There's a second page that we didn't have before. We only had two pages.
Oh.
So the second page. Okay, who wants to read it?
You.
Okay. All right. So the start of the second page says, the Mallory Rock Bridge Anchorage collapse and funding. Since the collapse of the Anchorage, Mallory Rock's involved parties have pursued lawsuits against the state of Maine. It has been our understanding that the state was solely responsible for the collapse, as they have the final say on the contracted teams for the project. However, in reviewing the Hendrix Group project files, I found that the responsibility for the collapse may fall more accurately on a contracted company, Anchor Management Land Surveyors, or AMLS. AMLS has a flawed project history, which will be fully detailed in the BRSC's research and proposal. There is some evidence in my research that suggests that AMLS may have misrepresented their history to the state government and other teams on the project. Their careless work while on this project may be the reason the collapse occurred. The significance of this detail is that if AMLS is indeed the at-fault party, the state of Maine may be more inclined to fund this and future projects. So that's a bit of it. I'm sure we're going to have to figure out who runs AMLS. And then we have another section called Memorial and Community Approval. The Mallory Rock Community Engagement The Mallory Rock community's engagement in and positive opinion of the new bridge effort are of utmost importance to the project. Losing our family and friends in the collapse understandably felt like a betrayal to many on the island. As the town council, it is our goal to make living on the island as comfortable and positive as possible. The town council cannot move forward with a project that would put our community under emotional duress, regardless of how the economic gains and future stability that project would bring. Therefore, it is key that the BRSC work to gain community support for this project during the committee's duration. To this end, I propose that the new construction be named the Cora River Memorial Bridge in honor of the Mallory Rockite who tragically passed away in 1979. Cora was a dreamer. She wanted to go to the mainland and explore her perspective and learn about the world, but she always knew Mallory Rock was her home. Hearing about her life, I truly believe she would have loved her legacy to be the connection between her home and the rest of the world. While people are aware of the Cora River Memorial Scholarship, her legacy deserves to be known and celebrated outside our island. I believe that Cora's story will bring the community together in support of this project. As such, I have already begun communicating with her family to gain their support. And then the last section is labeled Composition of Proposed Committee. My aim is to allow anyone who volunteers or expresses positive interest in our cause to contribute to the committee. However, not all who show interest will be able to commit actively. To this end, I propose two teams. The bridge team will be composed of the key personnel of the committee who will lead the mission, and then you read everything else. So this page was missing.
Missing. Mysterious.
Okay, but now we know that she had gotten a bit far in her research and had discovered that it could be this, and if that be the case, then funding wouldn't be an issue because the state of Maine would probably fund it as a result. Okay. Then we have the accounting screenshot. Okay, if you want to take a look, it's literally a ledger. And it shows, like, a bunch of different companies.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
What's that insurance one?
Maine Insurance. Maine State Insurance Company. I don't know, but they spent...
Is that in the debits or credits?
Deposit.
It's a deposit. There's a deposit, a significant deposit after that.
Yeah. One that I see a lot is this payment to Hendrix Group, $1,500, $24,250, and then again for $1,500.
You went up there more?
No, that's as far as it goes. Okay, but that's good to know. I mean, there's others in here, but the two main ones that you really pay attention to are the Hendrix Group, and also Inez Garcia. She got a lot of money.
Yeah, that's the one I noticed.
What does it say on the right, though?
Queen Anne.
Queen Anne.
And I don't know what this summer shit is, because the Hendrix Group, it says the category is summer. $1,500 for summer, the season of summer. And then they have this one that doesn't have a detail. It just says $24,250, yeah. And there's no... This one definitely is the weird one. Because everybody else has a category.
And a question? What does the Hendrix Group do again?
I don't know. They're one of the...
Another one of the families.
I think that's her in-law.
Yeah.
Those are the in-laws.
I forget what they...
Martin Hendrix?
Yeah. I forget what they did for a living. I think it's in the town council.
100%. Yeah, we could look at that up. But...
Okay.
And then the last thing is an email thread. This one we'll need.
Yeah.
All hands on deck for.
Yeah. Look, and now we have three people.
Yay! Okay. So, the blind one will need to come closer.
Oh, wait, zoom in.
Yeah, you can zoom in for blind people.
Well, what happens if we download it? Will that just make it easier?
Maybe.
Because it'll be a JPEG and it'll be bigger. Is that better?
Is that better?
Is it?
Maybe move it to the other screen. There you go. Because okay. The way you had it before, no way.
All right, go for it.
I can read that.
Okay.
Beth Ferris Hendrix to Rocksteady Support Network. Good morning, Rocksteady. I hope this email finds you well. I've been looking into the events of the collapse over a year ago, thinking of ways Mallory Rock can move forward. I can't tell you how much I admire the incredible work the RSN has done advocating for those who are traumatized by the terrible loss. If you'd let me, I would love to come in and talk to you, to your members, about a healing path I can envision for the future. I'm working to pull together a committee to propose revitalizing the bridge project. I believe that the original intent of the bridge construction and the undeniable boost it would bring to so many facets of Mallory Rock are still solid in foundation. I believe in your members and the healing that they could undergo if we see the bridge project through. The efforts of our friends and family who were lost shouldn't go to waste, even if you're not convinced yet. Please allow me to come in and speak with your members directly. Thank you so much.